I'll take what you've never heard Eric Whitley described as for 1,000, Alex, please. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Manufacturing Stream Podcast. Manufacturing Stream Podcast, where we talk about manufacturing 4.0, industrial transformation, lean manufacturing, a couple other things, and then we always do talk a little bit about
some fishing.
Definitely talk about fishing.
Tis the season.
You know, it's been tough, man. It's like cold outside.
It's cold right now. We had a few days where it kind of warmed up a little bit.
Yeah.
And got me really excited. I was able to get out a little bit and did really well. But then we had that cold snap here right now that we're going through. So
yeah. And you know,
it's kind of that tease.
It is. Season, that's exactly right? What it was. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. It's like, I think my wife was out doing yard work last week, you know, and then now today it's 20 degrees again.
Right.
You know?
Right,
and so you don't exactly want to get out or plan anything for that.
Yeah,
so.
It's tough. But looking forward to a little better weather. Spring is in the air.
You've been tying some cool flies.
Yeah, I've been doing that. Yeah. Tying some flies and putting them on my Instagram page.
What's your Instagram page?
Tight Lines Fly.
Tight Lines Fly.
Yep.
Yeah, if you go check it out, he's got some really cool fly, like some pretty ingenious looking stuff too.
Yeah, I love putting my own little twist on them. Right? You can take a classic pattern.
Right.
Everybody could tie that.
Yeah, right.
But no, I've got to complicate it a little bit, well, you know?
Just make sure you tie up another half dozen for me because I can't wait to use them this year.
You got it, buddy. No, I love it. That's my zen.
Yeah, right? No doubt about
calm
it.
Calm space.
So. You know, people ask me about fly fishing and then they say, what? I said, it's zen for me.
Yeah.
I said, you stand in that water.
Therapy.
It totally is. Like your mind shuts totally off because you're thinking about one thing and one thing only. And
yeah, it's the healing waters.
It is the healing waters. It's the cooling waters too. I always say that's what, like in summertime, you know, dude, I'm 6'4". I got legs, you know, for days. And you put them two big radiators down in the water and it could be 1,000,000 degrees outside. But if you got 55 degree water going past your legs, your whole body's cool. You know, it's awesome. So I love it.
Yeah, it's great. I can't wait.
What's up with our Alaska trip this year?
Yeah, it's still going to happen.
Yeah.
Still working on the actual dates with the lodge, but I think we've got some things worked out. They've got an issue with a new road that's being cut in there, and so you know, the room we used to stay in isn't going to be available this year, but he has some other options, so we'll get that taken care of, squared away, and get that in the books.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, looking
forward. Yeah, that was a great time. Great video you put out on that.
Yeah, thanks.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. All right, let's get into it a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about manufacturing today and some stuff. I do want to kind of tease a couple of things. So today we're going to, Phil and I are going to talk about a new product from L2L called a Team Board. And I think you guys are really going to love it if you go take a look at it. But as of, I think today, we're going to release this podcast on March 6th. And I think on March 6th, we're going to do a live demo of the team board that we'll be talking about today. So go get signed up. Go to L2L.com and get signed up for that live demo of L2L's team board because it is really... I mean, I think it's groundbreaking, don't you?
Yeah. You guys, I just seen this not too long ago, and I'm floored.
Yeah.
This is exactly what a manufacturing shop needs when they have these daily morning meetings. You know, the old gather the data, print the chart, go to the meeting.
Right.
By the time you go to the meeting, the data is irrelevant. There's been other things that have happened, blah, blah, blah. So the fact that all of this information is live and in real time, and you're not printing anything. You're taking the data right from the system, and everybody can see it live right now.
Right. Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean,
that takes scrum meetings to an whole nother level.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Okay, a couple other things that I want to talk about is, you know, we have this year, and I don't know, have we talked about this on the podcast yet? But we are again having the Connected Workforce Summit in Salt Lake City, our big user conference. Doesn't have to be a user to show up, but you can come. User conference for L2L, May 14th and 15th in Salt Lake City. You can find more information on our website about that at L2L.com.
And I would highly recommend, if you're not a current L2L customer, go check this out and get there and go see what this is about. Because, you know, when you go to something like this and can see the potential and see how other customers are benefiting and seeing success from this, then it's gonna start the gears turning and how this could work for you. So yeah, don't be afraid. You're not a customer, no problem.
Yeah.
Come on, we'd love to have you. Love to meet you, love to talk to you, answer more questions for you.
And then the big announcement for that is our keynote speaker this year. So, you know, last year we had Larry McReynolds. You know, we kind of started equating how L2L can accelerate your productivity. And so we're going to keep on with that theme this year. And so we are bringing in as our keynote speaker this year, none other than Kyle Petty.
Wow.
You know, the son of the king, Richard Petty, author, philanthropist, former race car driver. I think he's a 9-time winner. I believe that's how many wins he has in the Cup Series. He has a new book out called Swerve or Die. And it's basically his story of growing up in NASCAR. I'm almost done with it. I'm probably 3/4 of the way through the book. I will tell you that I don't know anybody that has had a more front row seat to the inception, ongoing, day-to-day history, you know, people knowledge of NASCAR and racing more than Kyle Petty.
Right.
I do not know. And I would say that his father does, but his father is more of the story than he is of the looker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kyle has had this freaking front row seat. I mean, there are some stories in there. We're going to have him on the podcast on March 26th. And so we're going to have Kyle on the podcast. And I cannot wait. I'm a history nut. I cannot wait to talk about some of the, I'm not even going to talk about some of them here because the stories are amazing.
Yeah.
Of just some of the little stuff that the Petty family has been involved in NASCAR, that'll just blow you away. Like I hear some different things as I'm reading this book and I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so stinking cool, you know?
Yeah.
And I want to talk to him about that as well, you know?
Yeah. So literally when you said we're going to keep the accelerator down on, with having Larry McReynolds and now Kyle Petty. Yeah, we're focusing very much on the accelerator.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
We're not hitting the brake.
No, we're not. We're not. We are moving forward and moving forward fast.
And for all you ladies out there, Kyle Petty looks a lot like Billy Bob Thornton.
He's got the long hair. He's got the ponytail. That's he loves not, it. He is his not, own guy, man. There is no doubt about it.
Not quite no as good looking as me, but he's up there. I mean, shake and bake.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk a little bit about this team board thing. I showed Phil this product, and he was like, "Yeah, this is amazing." So let's kind of go at the start, right?
Okay.
Every manufacturing company has some type of huddle meetings, some type of team meetings daily. You know, you have your Obeya rooms that they call it, that's set up. You have these rooms where you have,
we have your metric
charts and your metric boards and all of that set up. Right now, how do those things get updated?
Yeah, it's completely manual. Somebody goes in and updates the chart, prints the chart, takes it down to the board,
right,
tapes it to the board.
takes it with them to the meetings, put them in the little plastic slot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The amount of time that it takes to update those boards. I mean, I would imagine a board, I don't know that we've actually done an analysis on this, but my gosh.
Interesting to see a value stream map on doing that activity.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
A value stream map to update the board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are the supervisor who has to produce the charts for your department for that meeting. How much time in the morning do you spend getting those charts ready from yesterday's data?
Exactly. Yeah. No, that, and in the spirit of continuous improvement and eliminating waste, what better way than this team?
Right.
I mean, this is
right.
It.
Right.
So
yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. And I love the fact that you can drive action right from the team board. So you sit in the meeting, you look at the actual real-time live data, and you can say, we need to assign a task to the quality manager, to the engineer, to whomever, right? And I can do it right from that board.
Yeah. So let me describe for you people that haven't seen it. I really do want you to go to L2L.com, go look up team board. You can go to our YouTube channel. There's a new video for team board on the YouTube channel. Make sure you go take a look at that. But I want you to go check it out, because what I'm talking about here is, if you picture a manual updated SQDC board or a huddle board or a team board or a morning meeting board, whatever that is, you have a cork board or you have a grease board that has charts and stuff that are taped to it or pinned to it or whatever that you have to update constantly. What we've done is we've taken that concept and we've put it into digital format, because all of the data that you need for that downtime, quality, scrap, labor count, all of that is
line efficiency, yeah,
OEE documentation or sure. OEE numbers, all of that is in L2L. We capture all that.
Yeah, it's looking at that, I just felt like, okay, this is the next step in the evolution and migration of the product.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is definitely a game changer.
Yeah, because if you're going to have the operators in a connected worker platform like L2L, if you're going to have them interacting all day long, telling you when they have downtime, what is the counts, what is the, you know, what are my minor stoppages, all of those things, and you're capturing that data, why not push it up to this central board? The really cool thing about this thing is that you actually can pull up that team board anywhere in the plant. So you don't, right? You're not walking away from the team board and losing all of that information. If you want to go back to the team board, you can go back to your office and pull it up on your desktop. And there's the same team board that's out in the gathering place, right? Or out on the production line.
Well, and typically what you see in that morning meeting is, I'll say management or, you know, the team leads or the supervisors, but not necessarily maybe the guys on the line. The beauty of this is every line could have its own quick team board meeting.
Absolutely.
Right out of the gate, and focus on their line and their productivity. And they don't have to walk up to the front where these charts and graphs and everything else are at.
Absolutely.
It's completely digital. It's right there. And now it's relevant, not just to the management, supervisors and leads, but to the line workers who are essential to your growth and your success.
You know, one of the things that I always do whenever I try to show people what the connected worker is all about is I have this really kind of nice step through process where I can show you in a connected worker platform where the vice president can look at metrics that are being updated in real time and then show you the genealogy and sequence throughout the whole system to where that metric that the VP is looking at is being updated in real time through the action of the worker on the shop floor.
Yeah.
When that worker goes in and says, hey, I produced 4 pieces of scrap this hour, or the system says, hey, we've produced 4 pieces of scrap based on integration, that metric at the VP level updates immediately.
Right.
So he is seeing immediate update of how the plants are performing. And it's all based on that input of what's going on in down on the shop floor.
Yeah, it's powerful. I mean, just, you know, this is the next step in the evolution of really staying with live data.
Yeah.
And not something from yesterday.
Yeah.
And hoping that it's still relevant.
Yeah.
We all know how fast stuff changes. I mean, changes hourly. And so, you know, information and data from yesterday that we're missing a good piece from maybe the graveyard shift, you know, we don't have that information yet. So, you know, that capability to see that in real time and have all of it right there at your fingertips is just the evolution of the connected.
Yeah, one of the things that really, it's a small thing, but it's really a big deal, is that you can actually go in and put like shift changeover notes or shift handover notes in the team board.
Yeah.
So that when the next shift walks in, those notes are right there in front of you.
Do that again. So
If you could see the hand movement that I'm making right now, it's a little ninja looking thing that I'm doing right here, right?
Right. It's, I had to duck.
Have you ever equated me with a ninja in your life before?
No.
there's a few things that needed with being a ninja, right?
Right.
You need to be small. You got to be fast.
Fast.
And you got to be talented.
Well, you're talented.
Well, not in but that
you're not
way.
Small and fast.
No.
That's why I like fishing with you in bear country. Because I'm pretty sure I can outrun you.
You can outrun me, and you are definitely the smaller meal of us two.
That right.
Yeah. I could feed a family of 4.
Right.
Oh, gosh, yes. Small and fast. I'll take what you've never heard Eric Whitley described as for 1,000, Alex, please.
Right.
Oh gosh, yes, that's the answer to your trivia question there.
Right.
Yeah, so this thing is really freaking cool. So yeah, go if you're listening to this, go sign up for that live demo today. I think it's at 1 p.m. Eastern. And if you're listening to this podcast afterwards, I'm sure we're going to put it up on the website for it on demand, so you'll be able to go up, sign up and listen to it and watch it anyways. But yeah, definitely go get signed up for that. It's freaking pretty cool. So anyways, yeah, good stuff. That team board is really amazing. So
It's like I said, it's the next step in the evolution, and it looks great, very user-friendly. You guys are gonna love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. So what do you got coming up here in the next couple of weeks? Anything fun to do?
Gonna go hit Pyramid Lake.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
On the 20th of March.
Sweet.
Going up to Pyramid Lake up by Reno. Some huge Lahontan cutthroats.
Yes.
Never done that. So
yeah, that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Now me, I'll be in Chicago at the American Manufacturing Summit.
Oh, dang, I wish I could switch you.
Yeah, I bet you do. No, this is a really cool show in Chicago where a lot of folks from around the country get together. I'll be talking a little bit about this thing called the Unified Operational Excellence. And it's this concept, and I think we talked a little bit about it in the previous podcast, but it's this concept that, and we hear this from LNS Research and a guy by the name of James Wells, who's actually going to be one of the speakers at our conference this year, has introduced this concept. And here's what I love about like the analysts. When the analysts get involved in something like this, they do a really, really good job of taking different thought processes and putting it into a package that you can understand, and then actually in some cases giving a name to it. And I think that's what's going on here with this thing called Unified Operational Excellence, is that this concept that the lean world, the lean strategies, the TPMs, the 5S's, the SMED, the operational improvement is becoming digital. And what everybody is understanding is that you actually have to bring that stuff together into a single focus, right? All of these disparate things are no longer different things. They're part of one effort with inside of the organization.
Right.
And so it's really interesting. So I'll be touching a little bit on that in my speech at the American Manufacturing Summit. But I think we're going to talk a little bit about that in future podcasts as well.
Good.
Is like, how are we going to support that as organizations go? You know, one of the things that we've done in L2L over the years is made sure that we've put features in place in order to support total productive maintenance. Like, you can run your entire TPM program out of L2L in a digital format. And how do you bring that together? And then how do you bring it together with manufacturing? How do you bring it together with, you know, production and maintenance and quality and all that into a single platform like that? So,
yeah, I've been doing a little work just part-time with a retail company. So different industry than obviously manufacturing, but as I look at all of the low-hanging fruit in the retail industry, I'm finding a lot of areas where you could take the same concepts learned in manufacturing to improve the retail side of the world as well. I mean, value stream mapping, continuous improvement, Kaizen, employee involvement, all those things still apply.
Absolutely.
And so I've been working with them and talking to them about ways to improve the flow, understand their lead times, understand, you know, lowering the water level and exposing the rocks so yeah. you can solve the problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, you know, we're seeing some traction there. It's starting to take hold. I'd like to see it a little faster. Retail's a little tougher monster to tackle. Because they always associate what I'm saying with, oh, well, that's manufacturing.
Right. Right. Retail.
But no, guys, it applies.
Right.
It has application.
Yeah.
And so they're seeing the light and seeing some improvements. So.
Yeah, the application of eliminating wasted time and motion.
Yeah.
Eliminating waste.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, just show them a value stream map of the replenishment from warehouse to the retail store and being able to show that and visualize that is so powerful, right? Because until you see it, you don't recognize it.
Right.
And right. you think, oh, everything's great.
Right.
But it, how much greater could it be?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
value added versus non value.
Yeah. So I've been doing that.
Yeah. That's cool.
Bit. Kind of fun.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate you being here.
So good to be here.
Yeah, it's good. Hopefully it'll start warming up here pretty soon. Again, if you get a chance, go to L2L.com, check in on that team board demo, because you're really going to like it. It's really kind of a new thing, a new feature that nobody else is doing, and you're going to love it. So yeah. Really cool. Go follow us on LinkedIn. Go follow us on Facebook if that's what you do. But we do most of our stuff on LinkedIn anymore yeah. when it comes to business and stuff. But go follow Phil on Instagram. Where at?
Tight Lines Fly.
Go check out his Tight Lines Fly. You can go follow me on LinkedIn, Eric Whitley. And, you know, we post there and we post different ideas and articles and stuff like that. And so we'll be talking about those articles stuff later. So
it's great. Looking forward to more of these and digging deeper into some of these topics.
Yeah, so. Good. Thanks for being here, buddy. I appreciate you.
Yeah, you bet. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Good to see you. It's been, we've kind of had a dry spell here for a few weeks, but we promise we're going to get back on track here.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Again, this is a Manufacturing Extreme podcast brought to you by L2L, where we talk about manufacturing, manufacturing 4.0, industrial transformation, lean manufacturing, and
fishing.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Take care.